Amid the ongoing opioid crisis in America, the people overdosing and dying are no longer just unfortunate strangers in alleys or motel rooms somewhere. They're our friends, co-workers, parents, and children. If someone you loved were in the throes of an overdose, would you know what to do? Today, we're glad to have Emily Loska, an outreach director at Odyssey House. Emily teaches an opioid overdose response training class. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the class.
So we've started doing this this training about December of last year, and we've been focusing our training on folks that are coming through our medical detox unit. So we talk about harm reduction as a philosophy and as an approach. We go over different risks for overdose, what naloxone is, how to use it, and then we talk about Good Samaritan laws, laws that are in place to protect folks who intervene.
And you mentioned harm reduction. What's the theory behind that?
So harm reduction is based in reality. If we wag our fingers at folks and we tell them you can't do something, the chances of them responding to that are pretty low. But by being pragmatic and recognizing without any sort of judgment that risks are inherent in everything that we do, from using drugs to driving a car, and then recognizing what those risks are, and then meeting each one of them and saying, how can we reduce the harm that would come from that risk? Then we can have kind of a more open and constructive communication with folks that are the most at risk.
So tell us more about naloxone.
It's an opiate antagonist. It's like anti-venom, an anti-venom to a snake bite. And what it does is it blocks the receptors in the brain that adhere to opioids and renders them useless. And it can be administered by an auto-injector or by a nasal spray, or just an injection and a nasal spray. And it's also known as the Lazarus drug. It really does bring people right back from near death. As far as availability goes, we have a standing order that was put out by Dr. Cantor, the city medical director, where anybody can access it. Anybody can purchase it right from a pharmacy. Now, that said, different pharmacies carrying it is less and less common, and a lot of other places in the country have pretty robust naloxone distribution programs where we can give it out as public health workers for free with some education. We're not doing as much of that as other places are, but we're ramping up. I want to say in the last year or so, since the Louisiana powers that be in our local government have recognized our place in this epidemic, they've really worked hard on making it more available. So we're all ramping up our education and distribution efforts in that light as well.
So who's most at risk for an overdose?
There are lots of things that come into play as far as who's at risk. Clearly, the first indicator is use of an opioid. But especially folks that are coming out of any sort of detox or institutionalization of any kind, their risk is tied to a change in tolerance. Tolerance can change as quickly as in 2 days. So that is one huge risk factor. Another is using alone. And by the nature of the stigma of drug use, a lot of people are going to find themselves using alone.
You mentioned Good Samaritan laws earlier. Tell us more about that.
So our Good Samaritan laws are laws that are in place here within Orleans Parish for sure and nationally that protect folks who may intervene and may have to face the horrible question of self-preservation versus saving this guy. And our Good Samaritan laws are in place to make it okay for somebody to bring their friend or their even somebody they've just encountered into an emergency room without having to face potential legal actions. It's a terrible place to be where you have to kind of decide between self-preservation and someone else. So these laws are in place to protect folks and to encourage them to intervene.
That was Emily Loska, outreach director at Odyssey House and an instructor of an opioid overdose response training class. Thanks for coming in, Emily.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.